Kitchen. Crack in the morning.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
No real surprise that Thor: The Dark World debuted in first place this weekend at the box office, taking in $86.1 million.
Number four.
One book you should definitely pre-order before Christmas, Confessions of a Casting Director by Jen Rudin. She gives all sorts of behind-the-scenes scoop, like the women who were fighting for the role of the princess in Disney's The Princess and the Frog. Tyra Banks came in with a CD to prove she could sing. Alicia Keys auditioned three times. And Jen said Beyonce expected an offer, but wouldn't audition, and so she didn't get one.
Number three.
George Clooney opened up to Esquire magazine about some run-ins he's had with other actors, including Russell Crowe. Russell had given a quote about George being a sellout, also mentioning some other legends like Harrison Ford and Robert De Niro. George says he thought, who does this guy think he is? But Russell did send a book of poems as a peace offering.
Number two.
Justin Bieber allegedly kicked out of a hotel in Argentina because of his rowdy fans. They were tearing down police barricades and causing too much noise. So the hotel kicked Justin out. He had to move someplace else. Poor thing also suffering from food poisoning while he's dealing with this nonsense.
Number one.
Radar Online is reporting exclusively that Brooke Mueller has agreed to have her 4-year-old twin boys tested for fetal alcohol and drug syndrome. Radar reported that Brooke went to rehab twice while she was pregnant with Bob and Max, and a source said she also drank large amounts of alcohol while she was pregnant. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
Kid Craddock in the morning.